The employees at Gate Gourmet are mostly immigrants from Ethiopia, India, and Pakistan. They're Hindus, Muslims, and Orthodox Christians, and it's because of their religious beliefs that many don't eat pork or beef or are strict vegetarians. And that's where the conflict with the company comes in. One thing to know about the Gate Gourmet facility is that for security reasons, workers aren't allowed to bring their own food in, and they can't leave for lunch. Rather, the company provides what it calls a healthful meal each day. The attorney for the workers who are suing, Seth Rosenberg, says when people complained that the meat being served in the spaghetti sauce was pork, the company did initially switch to turkey and label it such, but
apparently the general manager of Gate Gourmet, the on-site person, allegedly decided he didn't like the taste of the turkey and switched it back to pork without telling anybody.
Meaning people were unwittingly eating something they were religiously opposed to. And Rosenberg says that isn't all. He says Gate Gourmet has continually refused to adequately label the meat served or provide vegetarian options. Even the refried beans are cooked in animal fat. And Rosenberg says here's the irony. Do you know what kind of work the employees at Gate Gourmet are doing?
They're preparing meals for specialty meals for the airlines, including kosher meals and other, meals involving, dietary restrictions.
Gate Gourmet, which is based in Switzerland, says it doesn't comment on litigation involving the company. But in court filings, the company argued it didn't have to accommodate workers' religiously based dietary needs because Washington State's anti-discrimination law does not single out religious beliefs for protection. A lower court agreed with that argument. Now it's up to the state Supreme Court to decide. Attorneys for the workers argue that religious protection is an implied civil right under Washington law, that the state has always been in the mainstream in respecting religion, and that ruling otherwise would brand Washington as a fringe haven for religious intolerance. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.